Good morning. It's so good to see you all. I'm not even going to ask you how you are this morning, because I already know what you're going to say. I'm tired. Good. I'm right this time. Thank you, Tyler. Yes, good. Welcome. Today in our text from Colossians, is there something I can do to help Dan? Talk quieter? Or, I don't know. I'll just talk loud. There we go. And our lesson from Colossians today. Remember St. Paul? Remember who St. Paul was? I've got to get you into confirmation. St. Paul was one of the latter disciples. St. Paul started out sort of not liking Jesus' friends at all. And then one day he got a message from God. A really big message from God. He was struck down. Man, Paul suddenly had to believe in the very Jesus that he wasn't so sure about. Well, later on, Paul would write a letter to the Colossians. The Colossians were a church, I don't know, not very big. I bet the whole Colossian church was probably early on about, so turn around. See those people on just that little section there? Everybody wave. That's the church at Colossae early on. That's pretty much it. This would have been an amazing number of people to show up at Colossae. And he was trying to tell them, hey, you don't have to look any place other than to Jesus. You don't have to look any place other than to one another to find Christ. So, has anyone ever in your life said to you that you were not quite living up to their expectations? I know your parents. So you can say whatever you want. And not only that, I was a kid. And it turned out that most of my childhood, most of my younger years, I did not measure up to anybody's expectations. I was one of those naughty kids. Well, then one day I went to church, and they told me something over and over and over and over again until I finally started to believe them. You know what they said? Even though you may not quite live up to anybody's expectations, God loves you anyway. It was so weird the first time I heard it. I was like, I don't think that's the way it works. Right? Because if that's the way it worked, if that's the way the world was, then when my dad got angry with me because I didn't do my homework, which was most of the time, he wouldn't send me out to the pool to pull the weeds around the pool in 110 degree weather. We call that cruel and unusual punishment. But I always felt everything I did wrong, I had to get punished for it. I had to make up for it somehow. But then they told me that Jesus didn't feel that way about me. Or about the church at Colossae, those little people over there. Or maybe the Romans over here. Or maybe the people from Pamphylia, which are the seven people who are back, way in the back, Rudy. Or maybe any of us. So Paul wanted us to see all of those people in a different way. So I thought, how do we see that God loves all of them? The world is telling him they're all pretty short. They have a lot of shortcomings. Steve can't turn his phone off. There's people out there who haven't paid their taxes. All kinds of things. All kinds of terrible things out there. How could we see Christ in those people? Well, Jesus does. Who's feeling artistic? All right, I'll be artistic. So what if, I did not practice this, so I can't tell you how happy it makes me that it's actually working. What if instead of just seeing people through the lens of the world, the window of the world, that they all have shortcomings and that they need to do better, and if they would just do better, the world would be a better place. What if we could see them through this? So everybody turn around. Oh, no, you have to turn all the way around. I need your help. So you see, the thing is, what I learned early on in church was to see the people at Colossae like that, through the cross of Jesus. And I can actually see maybe even the Romans. Let's check. Yeah, even the Romans. I can start to see them differently. I can see them like Jesus sees them. Beloved and wonderful. Well, can you see the Pamphylia people over there? Do they look a little better now? I think so. Not sure about Cyprus. They're doing good, though. Yeah, so you can turn back around. So one of the things we learn from Jesus is to see the world through Jesus' window, through the window of the cross. That no matter how no matter our shortcomings or the ways we don't measure up, or maybe it's the days that we have bad days, that Christ always loves us. And that's what changes us. I don't know about you, but when I was a young person, I needed to hear that over and over and over and over again, because the world kept telling me something else. But my friends at church always reminded me, and Jesus always reminded me, that I was loved. And I want to remind you today that you are loved and that we see you through the cross. It might have helped if I'd have cleaned this glass first. So I see through a mirror dimly, but I see the love of Christ in you. So thank you, guys. And read Colossians. Great. Let's sing again.